Good morning, Dr. Schneider. Dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on patient Brenda Davis. This goes to Dr. Sarah Ward. On 6/7/22, Mrs. Davis performed a six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, her urinary saturation was 92% period. She stopped the test in 23 seconds and walked 31 meters, stating that she could not breathe, needed to sit down, and did not want to continue, period. The paragraph impression, a very severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Fred Chapman. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 6/9/22, Mr. Chapman performed his pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the NIH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. New paragraph compression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, Douglas Elznick, ELZNIC, pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry. And this goes to Dr. Girard. On 6/9/22, Mr. Elznick performed a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction. Leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction. Period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Ralph Sabatel. This goes to Dr. Kathy Brzik, BRZIK, in the VA hospital. On 6/9/22, Mr. Sabatel performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period. The air velocity index was less than 1. Period. The ratio of FE of 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/21/22, there's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Mildner. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 6/9/22, Mr. Mildner performed pre and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the launch of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired. There was no significant airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was greater than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was greater than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators. The paragraph impression, severe restriction without airways obstruction without bronchial reactivity. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Catherine with a K, Zorich, Z-O-R-I-C-H. This goes to Dr. Levon. On 6/9/22, Mrs. Zorich performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, six-minute walk test on William Minton, M-I-N-T-O-N. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 6/9/22, Mr. Minton performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%, period. After walking 284 meters in 6 minutes, his saturation was 94%, period. Of paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Mark Dabundo, D-A-B-B-U-N-D-O. On 6-9-22, Mr. Dabundo performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 6-16-21, there's been a reduction in the forced vital capacity. And flow rates, period. To paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing some progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Margaret Ridgway. This goes to Dr. Andre Miner. On 6-9-22, Mrs. Ridgway performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 95%, period. After walking 340 meters in 6 minutes, her saturation was 94%, period, to paragraph impression. Mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Thank you.